ChristianMinute.org.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for One-on-One with the Professional, and we have Sean Ollier here with us here, and he's with Christian Practices of Oklahoma. We had you on about a month ago, Sean, and the response has been pretty good.
Good.
And so, you know, you're back.
I'm back. Glad to be back. Thank you, Tom.
Now, you're not necessarily new to the community yourself because you made lots of travels in your time as a person who helps those of us who have a little anxiety and
sure.
a few other things too. But now you've got your own practice with Christian Practices of Oklahoma.
Right.
First of all, let's remind everybody a little bit about yourself. I mean,
sure.
you've been a few places.
I have. I worked for an agency for about 10 years in Oklahoma, Northeast Oklahoma, and we had offices open throughout this portion of the state all the way to Kansas and then to Missouri. So a lot of time on the road. It was time to open a private practice. Bartlesville has been a wonderful place to me. We opened an office here in Bartlesville, built so many relationships, but when it was time for private practice, I thought, this is where I want to be. This is where I felt called to start a private practice counseling service, and so that's why we're here.
Now, what makes yours a little different than everyone else's as far as your practice is concerned?
Well, I hope that what would make us different is we show a really focused concentration on respect for the individual, care for the individual, and a general acceptance, but also using a biblical base or framework to work through for those that are interested in that. So we offer that kind of approach where most successful forms of therapy or interventions mm-hmm. can really be traced back to biblical truth. And so we look at that and focus on that and make that a foundational piece for those that want that. For those that don't and want secular counseling, we offer that as well. So as I'd shared with you before in our past interview, I've worked with people from multiple faiths to no faith at all. As long as someone's wanting to and willing to work with me, I'm more than happy to work with them.
Man, that is great. Tell everybody where you're located.
Sure, 2431 on Nawata Place. So there's a little office complex in there, 2431.
Well, I've been by there, and I'm going to have to stop in and say hi.
Sure, absolutely.
Check out the new digs.
Anytime.
Now, how can people contact you, Sean?
Well, they can contact me through two numbers. One is 918-892-5309. That's the business number. And I have a cell that I carry as well. They're welcome to call that, 918-720-6629.
Have you seen an uptick in people feeling pretty, you know, bad with the COVID restrictions and everything? Kind of isolated?
I have, yeah. Definitely so. I think most people have felt some amount of depression or anxiety in regards to, you know, we're now at a stay-at-home order. We're having to wear a mask. You can't go out and do the daily things of life. Mm-hmm. And this is something I've encountered from people throughout the globe that I've worked with. I've worked with some people through telehealth, too, through a computer.
That's great.
And in every culture and in every country that I've worked with, including here in Bartlesville or Tulsa area where we also have an office, it's the same thing. Just a feeling of being uprooted and trying to find out what this new normal will be.
And that's got to bring a lot of anxiety as well as, you know, just the isolation, I guess. People perhaps losing jobs or maybe not completely losing their job, which right. is almost even worse. It's almost right. like having false hope. Will my job ever come back?
True, true. There's a lot of stress involved with that. Careers that people have invested a lot of time in, university degrees, even people trying to graduate from high school that have all been affected. Mm-hmm. So that increases anxiety. Because we're all looking for stability in life, and that's sometimes hard to find.
And I see that you treat family relationships and family conflicts there with Christian Practices of Oklahoma.
Yes.
And we've been spending a lot more time with our families maybe than we're used to, and there might just be one nerve left, and everybody's
right.
on it.
Yeah, that can be good or bad, right,
depending on. Yeah.
Yes. So we do work with families. Excuse me. We work with children. Couples, individuals, family issues, that's a big thing right now. It is. Some areas of the country have had a spike in divorces due to this. Mm-hmm. Some people, depending on how they approach it, feel like they've been more intimate and woven together with family members through it. So I think it all really deals with the perception of the event mm-hmm. and how you approach it. So we work a lot with what goes on right between the ears. That's primarily where we focus and work.
We're talking with Sean Alge, and he is with Christian Practices of Oklahoma. Now, you even get into some of the things that go a little bit beyond having a conversation and working through things, things like bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. That's complicated.
Bipolar is a complicated issue. There's always a fine line between how we think and how that affects emotions mm-hmm. and mood swings and the chemicals that go in the body to stabilize mood. So sometimes medication is needed. Primarily, talk therapy and medication would be your most effective treatment for that. Yeah, but bipolar is a fairly common diagnosis.
Now, we've talked about a few issues, but here's one that's very, very common. In life, there's going to be death, and with right. death, there's often grief.
Yes, sir.
And some people, you know, it takes a long time to reconcile what has right. happened.
Right. It does. You never get over the loss of a loved one. You can learn to live through that and with that and come to closure and acceptance in a sense of wholeness and peace, but it takes time, and grief work can be difficult, so it's always good to have someone to help you walk through that. Mm-hmm. But that, unfortunately, is something that each of us will experience at one time or another in our lives. Yeah.
And also, when we talk about relationships, there are relationships of all types.
Yes.
You know, you have brothers, sisters, mm-hmm. you've got, husbands, wives, and then you have significant others that run the gamut.
Right, right. So any kind of a relationship is really most healthy when it's built on respect, built on care and good boundaries, and we work on that with people too. So it may be a mother, son, mother, daughter, father, son. It could be any type of relationship mm-hmm. that if a person is seeking help with that, we'll endeavor to help them through good boundaries, respect for each other, looking at things in a positive and healthy way. And sometimes it's just communication issues. Men and women typically communicate in different ways. So, as we all know, so it's kind of God's joke to put two different animals together and then watch them try to work out something in harmony. So we work on these are typical ways that are successful ways you can communicate with your husband or a male where he gets it, or try approaching your wife or your girlfriend in this way and cherishing her, respecting her. Men truly are simple. I think women don't realize how simple we can be, and so they think you can't really be that simple, but we are.
Oh, yeah, we're just maybe 4 feet out of the cave, you know?
We are, yes.
The ladies are a little bit more complicated. I learned that. I don't think I'd have a strand of gray hair if it weren't for four daughters.
God's greatest invention was the woman.
Indeed, it keeps me alive, that's for sure. Yeah. One thing that I've seen here with what you deal with is mm-hmm. compassion fatigue. Mm-hmm. There are those who have such giving hearts, mm-hmm. and they give so much of themselves to others in their time of need, mm-hmm. and when it's time for them,
right?
Wow, they almost collapse,
right?
Emotionally and in mm-hmm. just about every other way.
Compassion fatigue is a true issue, from your first responders to therapist, every therapist needs a therapist, to teachers who are constantly pouring their lives into their students. So we do need to find a way to take care of ourselves. If you're not doing that, then you burn out, and then you can't really be of help to others. So we can help to work on that as well. I think it's super important for a person to have a hobby or an outlet that nourishes their soul and kind of brings them back into balance. Mm-hmm. And that's not a selfish act. That's an act that enables you to continue to give to others. So reframing some of those thoughts and helping them to find things that restore them is very helpful.
We're speaking with Sean Alge, and he's with the Christian Practices of Oklahoma. Now, there are things that kind of go, you know, they're similar, but they're different. When you talk about trauma and abuse, mm-hmm. That usually comes at the hands of someone with anger management or just mm-hmm. a really bad mind.
Right.
And
right.
And being on the receiving end of that mm-hmm. Ain't no picnic, as they say.
Right. So abuse issues can occur for a person of any age, from child all the way through to senior.
We hear of those seniors mm-hmm. being abused.
Yes, that does occur, unfortunately. The good news is you can overcome that. The good news is that with some therapy and some interventions, mm-hmm. ways to look at life and someone to kind of walk through that with you, we can minimize the scars. And you can even turn that into a strength once you can look at and build upon, mm-hmm. this was a terrible thing that happened, but I have learned these things, but I can overcome this and help someone else. So we're all about that. And that would be as far as the abuse. As far as trauma, trauma may be a different reaction to a different person. So I may be traumatized by one thing, Tom, that wouldn't affect you in the same way. So we need to be sensitive to what the person's reporting and how they're feeling and not judge it by, well, it wouldn't bother me. And we can go into ways to deal with flashbacks from PTSD or other issues like that that you might find with trauma and help a person to minimize those or, again, overcome that.
Anger management, how do you manage something that some people perceive as their power, which is their anger?
Right.
So you hard to give that up. I've heard when yes. somebody feels powerful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So usually under anger, there's a feeling of fear or insecurity. Mm-hmm. And so we explore that. Anger feels more powerful. Like you said, mm-hmm. it's easier to coexist with anger in a sense than it is fear or a sense of insecurity. Mm-hmm. So we explore that and why there's a need to control through anger an environment or to maintain a sense of safety. And again, most of the work is done right here between the ears and how you think, mm-hmm. But medication can be helpful as well.
Now, ADHD is another thing that right. You address and that you help people through. Do you deal with this not only just one-to-one, but maybe as a family unit?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So ADHD the diagnosis has increased recently over the last 20 years or so. And some of that may be that they're more sensitive to testing now and more involved in that. Some of it may be proposed ideas or diet structure of school environment or home environment. But yeah, we deal with that as a family issue as well as for individuals.
And we're talking with Sean Allier with Christian Practices of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And it seems so simple at times when you talk about self-esteem, but it's also very hard in the same respect that if you have a good, healthy level of self-esteem, a lot of problems are easier to manage. Is that true?
I believe it is, yes. And self-esteem, again, if it's balanced well, is not a selfish thing. It's not a harmful or obnoxiously flavored kind of characteristic. It's actually a healthy thing to have. Those that don't have enough of a healthy self-esteem suffer from insecurities, fears, and they may go into abusive relationships. So we want to take a look at that and help a person.
Very good. Yeah. Sean, with Christian Practices of Oklahoma, the way you described this before is that you apply a biblical foundation.
Right.
But with modern therapy,
yes,
and without the judgment that some people may
right.
fear,
there's no judgment with us.
Can't have it.
No, and you know, I would hope that when people hear the term Christian practices, they would think that this is a safe and accepting place for them. Everyone that comes in that door receives compassion and support. There's no judgment there. Only compassion, some guidance when needed, but we're here to help everyone that would like to have that. There's no sense of judgment.
Now, one of the things that I'd like that you talk about is vitamin R, respect.
And yes.
There seems to be a shocking lack of that all over the place these days.
There does. We have to take responsibility for that.
We do.
It's a choice. Do we demonstrate respect to others and do we demonstrate respect to ourselves? It's a choice that we make. But to get there, you have to go through some steps and training on developing kind of a mindset for that. Mm-hmm. And so we can assist in that for people. But I think respect is just foundational to any relationship.
Must be. We're talking with Sean Allier, and he's with Christian Practices of Oklahoma. Phone numbers where we can get hold of you?
Sure. 918-892-5309. And can I mention our website?
Oh, sure,
too,
please,
Tom?
Do. It's a good one.
ChristianPracticesLLC.com.
Thank you very much, Sean, for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Thanks for listening to One on One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. You may